Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oyev Asishtai, if one loves his wife, and as the Mefarshim explain, when the Gemara here says that one should love his wife, what the Gemara means is that he should love his wife for whom she is, not for any other reasons, her beauty, her money. For if those reasons will no longer be here, the hava will no longer be here. That's why the Gemara says, "Hayev es ishtai, one should love his wife kigufay, like he loves himself. Just a person loves himself under all circumstances, so should he love his wife under all circumstances. V'mechabda yois megufa, and he should honor her even more than he honors himself." Again, the Mefarshim explain, it's difficult for a person to love anyone more than they love themselves. Therefore, the Gemara says, when it comes to hava, one should love his wife as he loves himself. However, when it comes to giving kavod can be given to a person more than one can give himself kavod, and therefore, mechabda, he should give her kavod more than he gives himself. Others explain that men, there are women that need clothing and jewelry, and if that's what they need, that's what their husband should give them. And somebody who guides his children to go on the right path. And he marries them off close to when they become mature. Again, as the Mefarshim explained, if a person allows his children to become older, and he allows their desire to build, it will be a terrible force in their character. By marrying them off young, he prevents that problem. All of a kusuf omer, regarding such a person, the pasuk says, "V'yadata kisham ha'alecha," you will know that your tent is peace. Continues the brisa, "Hoyev shchein of one who loves his neighbors, v'makarvus krov of one who draws his relatives close." And one who marries his sister's daughters. And the Rishonim discuss at length this issue of marrying a sister's daughter. Rashi says it's specifically a sister, since one feels very close to his sister. So the halacha is that one is not allowed to marry a sister, but his sister's daughters, who are similar to his sister, but there is no prohibition to marry. One should marry his sister's daughters. Others, Rishonim say, that's not only a sister's daughters, but also a brother's daughters. Just a sister's daughters are closer, so that's why the Gemara mentions a sister's daughters, but the same halacha would apply to a brother's daughters. Other Rishonim, however, say that one should not marry a brother's daughters, because if, chas v'shalom, his brother will die without children, and as we learned in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, if one's daughter were to fall to him to Yibum, there would be no Chiyuv Yibum. That's why our Gemara says only a sister's daughter, not a brother's daughter. But it's interesting to note, the Sefer Chassidim from Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid indicates that one should not marry a sister's daughter. And the Paiskim say it depends under what circumstances and why one is marrying a sister's daughter. If one's intentions are pure, then he may marry a sister's daughter. Otherwise, perhaps one should be careful to follow what the Sefer Chassidim says, that one should not marry a sister's daughter. The Mefarshim explain, the Gemara says in Masechta Baba Metzia, the Misha Ishtei Meshelespai, one whose wife has domination over him, he is from the group of people, Tsoyakim ve'en ananim, when they cry out, they're not answered. So they explain that if one marries a wife like a niece, will they have a very fine relationship? So he will be not in that group of Tsoyakim ve'en ananim, of davening and not being answered, and that's why one should marry such a woman as his wife. Continues the Braisa, v'amal v'sev la'ani b'shas tofkai, if somebody lends money to a poor person when he is in need, all of a cost of Omer, regarding such a person, the pasuk says, "Us tikrav Az tukav Hashem yana to shaveya v'yoyim ha'ineni. You'll call out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear. You'll cry, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our cries. So Farshim explain, what is the midah k'neged midah? What is the schar for these actions? So they explain, a person who draws close people whom he's supposed to be close to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's close to us, will also draw us close. And similarly, if we lend money to people who need it, and particularly as the Mefarshim explained, we lend money to these people without going through examination, who they are, can they pay us back? Just when we see that they need the money, we lend it to them. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not examine us, but when we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will listen to our tefillos. Tosfos asks that the Gemara says in Masechet Chagiga, the pasuk says, "Mitzuro tzoros rabbis v'ros." That giving money to a person when he's in need is tzoros rabbis. So how does our Gemara call it such an excellent act? So interestingly enough, the Ksav Sofer explains our Gemara, hamavel oni b'shas tochkoi, doesn't go on the person borrowing the money. It's going on the person lending the money. That even though the lender is b'shas tochkoi, even though the lender who's lending the money doesn't have available funds, still, if he lends the money, that's very commendable. However, Tosfos answers that there the Gemara is referring to a situation where the person is being asked from the tax collector for money. So if I lend such a person money just then, all the money I give him will just go to taxes. That's what the Gemara there is referring to. Our Gemara is referring just to a situation where a person is lending money that he should be able to afford to live. Another pshat is that our Gemara is referring to a situation, the Gemara says in Masechet Baba Basra, that if a person has 200 zuz, he's not allowed to collect tzedakah. So there the Gemara is referring to a person who has just under 200 zuz. By lending him money, there he will no longer be able to take tzedakah. Our Gemara is where the person has below the 200 zuz, and after lending him the money, he still won't have it, or it's just lending him, so it's not considered his, and that's why it's commendable. Another pshat is our Gemara is referring to Malva Sela, giving him money. Money is something that the poor person could use immediately. They were giving him objects that he has to sell, which was more difficult for him to liquidate into cash. One more pshat is our Gemara is referring to a situation that before we see the person comes into very dire need, we lend them money. Whereas there the Gemara is referring to a situation that I only lend them the money after he's in dire need, it's too late. Simon Isha V'karka Eza Zoy Shesi Abrochus Tagri Peschi. Amar B'leza, Kol Odom She'en Lo Isha, any person without a wife, Eina Odom, is not really considered a person. As the pasuk says, Shenema, Zochav in the cave of Borom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava as people, the Yikra Shemam Adam. After there was Zoch in the cave, that's when they became Adam. Vamar Belozer, Kol Adam She'en Lo Karka, any person who doesn't own land, Eina Adam, is not considered a person. Shenema, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, Varetz Nosan Levnei Adam. The Seif Alishur from Avolbo explains, Kol Adam She'en Lo Oretz, if a person doesn't have a solid foundation, Eina Adam is not a person that's considered a real person. Every person has to have a solid foundation. The Mefarshim say, what is the halachic nafgmina if a person is considered an Adam or not? So interestingly they say, the pasuk says, Adam ki yakir mikem karban, only a person who is a Adam could bring a carbon, and if a person is not married or a person doesn't own property, perhaps he would not be allowed to bring a carbon. Vamar Abelazar, Maidiksev, Es Loi Eza Kenegdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'm going to make a person a helpmate who's opposite to him. So is it a help or is it opposite? Says the Gemara, Zocha, if he's fortunate, Azrusoi, she helps him. Loi Zocha Kenegdoi, she opposes him. So the Pashup Shat is as the Medrash says, a person who's Zoicha a person who's worthy, he comes home and he tells his wife, I want to do a mitzvah. So his wife encourages him. That's Zocha, she's an Ezer. Lo Zocha, if he's not Zocha, then Kenegdoi, when he wants to do a Dvar Mitzvah, or he wants to go learn, she opposes him. But the Mefarshim also explained, Zocha comes to mean that if the person acted properly, then Zocha, that by doing the right thing, he is Zocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a wife who's an Ezer. But if he doesn't act the right thing, do the right thing, then he gets a wife who's Kenegdoi, who opposes him, not a good wife. Vikad Amri, Rabbi Elazar Rami, Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. Ksiv Kenegdoi. The word says as if it, the Karina Kenegdoi. So Kenegdoi means as if it's whipping him. And Kenegdoi with a Yud is if she's corresponding to him. So again, Zocha, if the person is Zocha, Kenegdoi, she works together with him. Loi Zocha, Magnagdasai, she whips him. There's one more pshat on the contrary. Zocha, if the person wants to do the right thing, then Kenegdoi, then his wife should help him. Loi Zocha, if the person doesn't want to act properly, then it's the wife's obligation, Kenegdoi, to whip him into shape and oppose him from doing the wrong thing. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi Leliyol. Omele, and he asked him, Ksev es like Ezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make for the man a helpmate. But my isha ozer shel adam. So he asked him, how does a wife help a man? Omele. So Eliyol responded, Adam may be chitim. A person brings home wheat. Chitim kaisis. Could a person chew raw wheat? Pishtin. If a person brings home flax. Pishtin loivish. Can he wear a garment made out of pure flax? Isn't it the wife who opens, illuminates his eyes, and stands him up on his feet by giving him to eat and giving him what to wear? Zois apam, Adam Arishan said, Etzemet, this time Etzemet, sorry, my flesh and bone. Says the Gemara Malamich, but Adam al kol behem v'chaya. Adam had relations with every animal. But his mind was not put at ease until he had relations with Chava. So some of Farshim explain the Gemara literally, that Adam had relations with all the animals of the world, even though the Farshim asked that the Gemara says that if one has relations with an animal, the animal becomes sterile. So they explain that that is only if a person has relations with an animal when the animal is not yet mature. But since all of the animals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created by Briyas HaOlam were created already in their fully mature state, even if a person has relations with them, they will not become sterile. But they do say that is the reason why Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat, because these were all animals that he had relations with, and therefore it was inappropriate that he should eat from their meat. However, many Mefarshim, the Maral, explain that what the Gemara really means here to say is that Adam HaRishon understood the characteristics of every animal. In fact, Adam HaRishon was the one that gave them the names because he understood what they truly represent. And he understood that none of them are really a mate and a partner to him besides Chava, his wife. And as the Mefarshim explained, in the animal world, the relationship between animals is no permanent relationship. Animals don't get married, whereas humans, a husband and a wife, build a permanent relationship. Adam HaRishon did not come to really appreciate a partner besides a wife with whom he could build a permanent, lasting relationship. V'amar Rebbe Elazar, Ma'idik Siv, V'nivrachu b'chal kamishpachos adama. The pasuk says regarding Avram Avinu, all the families of the earth will be best with you. Amar le'kadosh baruch hu Avram, Shtei breches toivis yesh li lahavrach bach. I have two good shoots that I want to graft. The word lahavrach means to graft into Klal Yisrael. Rutz ha'avia v'na'am ha'mayinus. And as the Mefarshim explained, these two geirim were the forebearers. Rus was the forebearer of Dovra Melech, and Naama was the mother of Rechavam, who ultimately from her came Chizkiah, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Yeshaya. And the Farshim explained the Gemara this way. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk before these Pesukim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, Me'artzcha, Me'ladcha. You should separate yourself from your family. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, even though I'm telling you to separate yourself from your family, there will be people, Rus HaMa'aviyah, Noma HaMoynis, who were descendants of Lot, Avram Avinu's nephew. These descendants will come back into your family. Kol Mishpachos Adama, Afil Mishpachos Hadoros Ba'adama, even the families that dwell on the earth, Emes Baruchos El B'Shvil Yisrael, only have bracha because of Klal Yisrael. Kol Gaya Oretz, Afilu Sfinois, Habos Megalis Fami, even the ships that travel, Emes Baruchos El B'Shvil Yisrael. As Rav Tzadok Kohen says, interesting vart, Rav Tzadok Kohen says that if Klal Yisrael learn Torah and the Mechadesh Chidushei Torah, that brings into the world a spirit of innovation, and that will help that the Ummah Ha'olam will be able to invent all sorts of wonderful inventions for the benefit of mankind. The Be'er Maim Chaim explains, all of the Ummah Ha'olam Einam is Baruchas El B'Shvil Yisrael, that when Klal Yisrael learn Torah and do mitzvahs, they bring a ruach, a spirit, a bracha into the world, which blesses everyone that lives in the world. On the other hand, he says, as the Gemara will say soon, if Klal Yisrael are doing aveiros, they bring a ruach of peronius to the world that affects the entire world. Vamar Beleza, Asidnu Kabali Umna Shamdel Karka, all of the various craftsmen will give up their professions and be farmers. Shenemar, V'yerudumen Yisayim, Kotoisvei Moshet, Meloichem Kolchoi V'yam, all of the sailors, Ala Oretz Yamdu, will stand on the ground. Vara Beleza, Ein Lecha Umnes Pechusa, Menakarka, there is no more lowly livelihood than working on the ground. Shenemar V'yerudu, they have to go down. So the Mepharshim asks, Tosfos right away asks, our Shir began saying that a person who doesn't have Od Karka is not an Odom. And here it says that it's the lowliest Omnis. So the Mepharshim say everybody should have a piece of ground on which to build a house. He should own his own house. A person in those days, they lived in a different society, should have a patch of ground where he has fruits and vegetables growing from which he can eat. Our Gemara is referring that he should be a farmer as a profession. That is a lowly profession. One is because it's a very hard job. It's a manual job. Another pshat is that he has to be subject, always be available to take care of his property. He always is subject to the elements, rain, snow, hail. And also, if someone has gold or silver, somebody sells items, cash, one can control, one can put away for safekeeping. Ground cannot be put away, and that's why it's considered a lowly profession. Rabbi Elazar Chazi Lahi Ara. Rabbi Elazar saw this land, the Shadebe Karvel Aposia. The cabbage was planted widthwise. As Mepharshim explained, it's interesting to note, normally when one plows a field, plants a field, he plows it to the length, not to the width. Why? Because we don't want to have short furrows, because at the end of every furrow we have to leave empty land that we could turn, in those days the animal, nowadays the tractor. So you prefer to make long furrows which will require less wasted land. So Rav Elazar saw this field that was planted to the width. Amalei, so he said, Itaj de l'orkech, even if you're planted to the length and save wasted land, hafuke be'isa, it's still better to be in business selling and buying items. Rav al Labeni Shivli. Rav went into the field and walked between the ears of grain. Chazi de Kanafli. He saw them blowing in the wind, rustling against each other. Amalahu, and he said, Inaifis naifi, you could wave all you want. Hafuki be'iska tabinach, it's better to go into business. As Mepharshim say, it was such a beautiful sight watching the ears of grain blow against each other. Whereas Mepharshim continue to explain, when the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, when these ears of grain blow against each other, they're saying Shira Takarish Baruch Hu Yisra'u Af Yashiru. With that all, it's still better to be in the business than to be a farmer. Amr Rava, May Zuzah Be'iska, if one has 100 Zuz invested in business, Kal Yoyim B'Sav Chamra, he could eat meat and wine every day. However, May Zuzah Be'ara, if he has his money invested in land, farmland, milch of chfura, he'll have to eat salt and non-processed grain. V'loyoid el maganya la'ara, he'll have to sleep on the earth to watch his field. U'marmalei tigre, and he'll have to fight against disputes that fight against him on ownership of the land. Amar Rava, zara v'loy tizben. However, as much as we're saying that one should not be a farmer, for one's needs, he should prefer to plant and not have to buy. Even if you could buy the same fruits and vegetables that you could plant, what you plant yourself, there's a special bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to. Zavim v'laitizel, he continues saying, sell what you have and not become poor. If a person, Rahmanul Islam, sees that he's coming on hard times, before he reaches, unfortunately, those hard times, he should sell his items before he becomes destitute. Hanimil Bistriki, that refers to such things like rugs, carpets, etc. Avaglima, his coat, his garments, he shouldn't sell, because Lemistramile, he won't necessarily find another one to get in its place. Time v'leitishbitz. If a small hole develops in a wall, plug it immediately before it gets too big. And as the first explained, that a person should have an ounce of prevention. He should, before he sees that something can happen, he should right away fix it. Others explain that it's talking in a Musa way, that a person did a small aveira, he should immediately do tshuva before it develops into a worse situation. Shvoitz v'leitivni, even if a person wants to rebuild his house, it's better to renovate a house than to build it from scratch. Shekala oisik b'binyam miskaskin, whoever builds, whoever works in construction will become poor, because it's impossible to really estimate properly how much it will cost. Kvoitz v'anara, jump at an opportunity to buy land. Masoin the siv itasa, but when it comes to taking a wife, be deliberate, be careful to make sure that she's an appropriate wife. Nechois darga the siv itasa, go down a madrega in order to marry a wife. Sak darga b'chashish bina, but go up a step to choose a friend. As Mepharshim explained, if a person is careful to choose a wife who is of a lower madrega of him, then he will know that she will always respect him. In fact, I saw a very interesting pshat that the Mepharshim say that even if a person, a husband, is on a high madrega, he shouldn't always show that to his wife, because she'll come to have very high expectations from him. And if he won't always be able to keep up to those expectations, it could be problematic. Don't show all of your madregas. But Posh Pshat in the Gemara is, a person should look for a wife, even if a lower madrega, in order just to get married, or that like that they'll have a healthier relationship. But to choose friends, he should be careful to choose friends that are greater than him, that they should be good role models for him to emulate. Amar Beloza, Baravina, Ein Peronis Bali Olam Elbish for Yisrael. As we explained this before, tzaros do not come to the world only because of Klal Yisrael. Shnemi chrati goyim, I have eliminated nations. Nesham upenoisim, I have made their towers desolate. Chrafti tzavoisim, I destroyed the streets. I did it so Klai Yisrael should learn a lesson. Rav have a miftim Rav Chiya. Rav was taking leave of Rav Chiya. Amalei, Rachmana l'tzloch m'mida d'kosh b'maysa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you from something which is worse than death. So he said, Mika m'mida d'kosh b'maysa, is there something worse than death? Nofak tak v'ashkach. So he found that the pasuk says, "Umaytzi ani mami maves as the isha," and a bad wife is worse than death, as the Mishnah explained. Death happens only once. A bad wife is something that he experiences every day. And as Mefarshim explained, as we're going to learn right now, Rav had a difficult wife, and the Gemara says, "Hamspal ba'at chaveroi." If somebody damages on behalf of his friend, v'hut sorich loisadav, and he requires the same thing, hunana tchila. So that's why he davened on behalf of Rav Chiya, hoping that that would help him too. Says the Gemara, Rav have a kometzar le'divisa. Rav's wife would aggravate him. Kamli avdele tulfichi, if you tell him make me a meal out of lentils, avdele chimtzi, she would make for him chimtzi. Chimtzi, if he asked for chimtzi, avdele tulfichi, she would make for him tulfichi. In other words, if he asked for milchiks, she made fleishiks. If he asked for fleishiks, she made milchiks. Kigol chibere, when Rav's son Chia grew up, apichla. So if Rav would send a message with his son to his mother, make me milchiks, so his son knew his mother, and he knew that she'll do just the opposite. So he would tell her, make my father ask for fleishiks. Like that, he knew his mother would make milchiks. Amalei, so he says to his son, Ayla imach, your mother improved her ways. Amalei, I know the kafichtala. It's not that she really got better. I am the one that used to do this trick. Amalei, and as Mefarshim explained, why did he tell him what he did? Why didn't he just keep it quiet? Because he was concerned that Rav would go to his wife and thank her for becoming better. And that would only cause more problems. So that's why he had to disclose the secret. Amalei, so Rav told his son, this is what people say, the nafik minach tam alafach, the child who comes from you will educate you. I learned from you how to work with my wife. Reverse psychology. However, atloi tavet hachi, he said it's inappropriate to act this way. Shenemda limdu l'shoka divrei sheka havu. It's wrong to speak a lie. So the Mefarshim asked, why does the Gemara quote this pasuk in Yirmiyah? Why doesn't the Gemara quote the pasuk in the Torah that says Midvar Sheker Tirchak? So explain the Mefarshim. That pasuk is only referring to a situation where my lie causes a person a loss. Here the Gemara is teaching us that even if it won't cause a loss, it's still inappropriate to ever lie. As the Mefarshim, the Gemara says that Mipnei Shalom, that to make peace, Mutalashanis, we are allowed to lie. So why wasn't he allowed to lie to keep the peace? So Mefarshim explained, one pshat is that that's only to save one from harm. Here there was no harm to be that he would have, and therefore it's inappropriate to lie. Another pshat is that's only on a temporary basis, but to do this on a regular basis is inappropriate. Another pshat that I saw is that it's when one's allowed to lie to keep the peace, so to speak, it's only to say something that happened in the past, but not when it's referring to something that towards the future. My father asked that you should make it. That's a lie into the future. Another pshat that I saw is that's only when the lie will indeed bring shalom. Here, the lie didn't bring shalom. She really didn't change her ways, and therefore it's inappropriate to ever lie, to lie under these circumstances. Rav Chiya have a kometzar le'divisa. Rav Chaya's wife would aggravate him. Kavim, still, says the Gemara, Kavim, mashkech midi, if we traveled somewhere and he found something, tsayle besudre or maisanela, he would wrap it up in his shawl and bring it to her. Amalei Rav, the kometzar le'mar, isn't she aggravating you? Why are you buying her gift? Amalei, the yainu shmagalus benenu, isn't it enough that the women raise our children, and they save us from sin, and she deserves the gift? So I saw the Mefarshim make a number of points. One is, he took the gift and put it besudre. Sudre is the hat that the Talmidei Chachamim used to wear. And what he was trying to say is, my wife is the reason that I'm a Talmud Chacham, and that's why she deserves a gift. Another pshat that I saw is the Rashi says in Parashas Ki Seitzei, where the Torah talks about a fast Torah, and when a person is allowed to marry a Yifas Torah, so Rashi says there, Lodibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzahara. What does that mean? As our Gemara just said, what a wife accomplishes is that they raise our children and they save us from the Yetzahara. However, as the Pasuk there after the parasha of Yifas Torah speaks about Ben Sayra Meirah, that the Torah tells us that the child of Yifas Torah will be a Ben Sayra Meirah. Says Rashi, in this situation, in this wife, is like Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzahara. The only thing that the wife will accomplish for you is that you won't have a Yetzahara, but she won't raise your children. Unfortunately, the child born from such a wife will be a Ben Sayra Meirah. Chaim Shmulevitz says our Gemara teaches us what Hakaras Atayv, recognizing what somebody does good for us, represents. Of course we have to appreciate our wives. They work so hard in Megadlus Beneinu in raising our children. But in Metzalas Osan Menachet, and they're saving us from having improper thoughts, they don't really do anything. So one would think that Hakaras Atayv is not required. Teaches us the Gemara. Hakaras HaTayv is always required, even when the person who did you a favor did not have to exert themselves to do that favor. Makalei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda was teaching his son, I found something more bitter than death, a wife. Amalei. So he asked, what's an example of such a situation? Kigoy man, like who? Kigoy imcha, like your mother. So as the Mefarshim explain, Chavetz Chaim asks, how could he say it? Was it in Lashon Hara? He says, everybody knew what a difficult woman his wife was. Asked the Gemara, V'masnei Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Yitzchak Berei, Rabbi Yehuda was learning with his son, and he told him, Ein adam maitzi kairos ruach el mishta rishayna, a person can only find pleasure from his first wife. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Yihim b'karcha baruch v'smach me'eshes narecha, you'll enjoy your wife of your youth. Vamalei, and his son asked him, give me an example of such a wife, kigoy man, and he said, kigoy imcha. So was she good or was she bad? Answers the Gemara, mask of tekifa, she would get angry. However, v'abramura mibra mamila, she would quickly calm down. That's pasuk pshat. Another pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda was saying about his wife that originally she had in herself a difficult disposition, a difficult characteristic, but she worked on herself until she became a pleasant person. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Dami Yishra, what is the example of a difficult wife? On Rabbi Mekashtalei Taka, she serves him a meal, Mekashtalei Pame, but she insults him as he eats. Ravam Mekashtalei Taka, she sets the table, Mahadra Lagaba, but she turns away. And as the Mefarshim explained, so why does she make him a meal at all? Because she doesn't want him to go anywhere else. But what's difficult here is, he expects, she's preparing a meal, so he's expecting to have a pleasant experience, and then when she curses him, it's even worse than had he not expected anything good. And the same is when she turns away from him. The first she draws close, and he's expecting to have this close relationship, and then she turns away from him. Amar Rav Chaim b'Chinuna, Kivin Shenasa Adam Isha, when a person marries a wife, Avoinoisav Mispakakim, his sins are plugged up. Shnema Matzu Isha Matzu Toiv, V'yofik Rotzin Me'Hashem. So Mefarshim explain, what does it mean, Mispakakin? It should have said, Avoinoisav Nimcholim. So explain the Mefarshim, that the Steichemet says this. It's not that his sins are completely forgiven. When a person gets married, his sins are like put into a closed jar. And now he has the opportunity to choose. Will he act properly? Then his sins will be forgiven. If on the other hand, he will not act properly, then his sins that are in this jar that were closed up will open up and come back. And the Farshim say that this doesn't only apply to the people sitting the chasen and kala, but it applies to all of the people attending the wedding and the sheva brachas, that that's an opportunity to do tshuva. B'marava kinasan inish itasa. In Eretz Yisrael, when a person will get married, amalei hachi, they would ask him the following: matza or maitza? Matza deksiv matza isha matza toiv. Maitza deksiv or maitza any mami mavas as a isha. There's nothing more bitter than a terrible wife. So again, the Chafetz Chaim says, how could one, if he unfortunately has a bad wife, mention it? So the answer, what again, like they, he said previously, that this was something which is well known, and something which is well known, there is no issue of Lashon Hara. Another pshat that the Mefarshim say is that Matzah Maitzah wasn't a question that was asked of the person. What they told them was, Matzah or Maitzah, every person has the ability to chart out a way of life. Matzah, you could chart out with your wife a life of Matzah Toif. Or Maitzah, you could chart out a life which will not be such a wonderful life. The Gra explains the Gemara as follows. He says that when a person is fortunate, Baruch Hashem, to have something good happen to him, he speaks about it once. But if somebody is unfortunate, if something bad is happening to somebody, he constantly complains. Matzah! If somebody has a good wife, Matzah, he found it once, he speaks about it once, but he doesn't thank Hashem constantly. But Maitzah, if he has a bad wife, then constantly he's complaining, Maitzah, that I have this difficult wife. Rekiva Eger says that in his town, where he was the Rav in Posen, there was a minig that guests at a wedding would snatch the Hamaitzi from the Chosin. Why? Because he wanted to take away the mitzah and the mamim mavus is isha. You shouldn't have mitzah. You should only have matzah isha, matzah taif. Amar Rava, isha ra mitzvah lagarsha. A difficult wife, one should divorce. Tiksiv garish leitz v'yetzim modern v'yish beistoyis v'cholim. Amar Rava, Rava says further, isha ra v'ksubas maruba. If somebody has a difficult wife and has a very high ksuba to pay, so rasubat sida, so he can't divorce her because he can't afford to pay the ksuba. So what should he do? He should take a second wife. Tamri inchi bechaverta v'loy besilta. Wife is more concerned about a competition, about another wife versus a thorn. She is more concerned about another wife than even getting chas v'sholem hit. Faiskim discuss the why can't he divorce her and pay out the ksuba. The first would say that the only time one does not have to pay the ksuba immediately after divorce is when Bezdin orders a divorce, and if the husband can't pay out the ksuba, they could set up a payment schedule. But in a situation where the person is divorcing because he chose to divorce, he has to pay the entire ksuba at one time. Vamarova, kashi isha ra ki yom segrer. A bad woman is like a stormy day. Shnei medalef tired by yom segrer. Dripping on a day of rain, v'ishis medonin nishtava, and a contentious wife is the same. So Pasuk Shat the Mefarshim explain that people aren't in such a good mood on a rainy day, and if somebody has a bad wife, it doesn't put them into a good mood. Another pshat that I saw is on a day that's raining, and a person has a leak in his house, he has nowhere to go. In the house, it's leaking. And outside, it's raining. If somebody has a difficult wife, it's not pleasant to come home because he has this difficult wife. But he can't stay outside for always, and that's why it's like a rainy day. Vamarova. Bara'e kamatoiva ishatoiva. Let's see how great is a good wife. The kamaroa ishara, and how difficult is a difficult wife. Kama Taiva isha taiva, the ksiv matzi isha matzi taiv. Says the Gemara, iba gavo mishtar kro. If the pasuk is referring to the wife itself, tama taiva isha taiva shakasu mishapcha. The person is what he, the pasuk is praising a great wife. Iba taiva mishtar kro. And if the pasuk is referring to taira, tama taiva isha taiva. How great can we see a good wife is compared is. Shatara Nimshabah, the Torah is compared to a good wife. As the Moral explained, both Torah and a wife become part of us. Ishtoi, we know the concept is Ishtoi Kegufa, and Torah becomes part of our actual being. That's what the commonality is between a good wife and Torah. On the other hand, Kamara Ishara, how difficult is a difficult wife? It's a Isha. Iba Gavah Mishtai Kra, so we see Kamara Ishara, how difficult is a bad wife? Shakasimagana. The pasuk itself disparages her. And if the pasuk is referring to Gehenim, we see Kamara Ishara, how bad is a difficult wife. Shagehenim Nimshalba. Gehenim is compared to her. Hini Mevelem Ra Shalayuchalatus Menu. The pasuk says, I'm going to bring to you a tzara that you can't get out from it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua, Zishara. V'ksubasa meruba. It's a difficult wife that has a very high ksuba to pay. Misani Hashem biyodai layuchel kam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me into the nation of into the hands of something I can't get out of. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chia, Zi Shira v'ksubasa meruba. A difficult wife that has a very high ksuba. And as the Mefarshim explained, when a tzara happens to a person, Meiri says this, he should recognize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Marava Amar, Zesh Menoes of Tloyos of Mekasboi, somebody depends on cash. It's a person that people will not extend credit to. He always has to pay COD. But Necho ben Nesecho Nesunulam Echer, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Av, Amar Rav, Sueshes Av. This refers to a stepmother, which is Am Acher to the children of the man. But Goy novel, Kigoy novel at Chisem, Omer Rav Chanaber Ova, Su Ishirak Subas Meruba. Velez Oima El Tstoikim, these refer to the Tstoikim, Ken Oima Omer novel, believe by Enol Kim, these are people that don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masnisatana El Ench Barbaria Vanch Matrinoi, the people who lived in these countries, Shemahalchim Aruban Beshuk, they would walk without clothing in the marketplace, Shemahalchim Shukets, there's nothing more despicable in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who walks naked in the marketplace. Refers to Chavarim. It's a nation, a Persian nation. Also difficult people. Also Chavri leBavel. These Chavarim have come to Bavel. Shaganafel. He bent over out of tsar, out of pain, out of distress. Omrlei, the kabbalah shaychtoi, they could be paid off with bribes. Tarts for Yosef. So when he heard this, he straightened himself up. Gazra shloish, they told him they made three decrees. Mivnei shloish for three reasons. Gazru alabasa, they decreed that people should not be allowed to eat meat. Mnei matanis, because the people weren't careful in giving matnas kahuna. As Mefarshim explained, there's a machloikis if matnas kuna, portions of an animal that's slaughtered, have to be given to a kohen. Does that apply to chutz laretz? And the people were lenient and did not give the proper gifts to the kahanim. Well, other mafarshim say it wasn't that they completely didn't give it, they just looked for ways to avoid having to have to give them, and because of that, they got this punishment. Gazra machtzos, they decreed that people should not be allowed to use the bathhouses, but Bnei Tefillah, because people weren't careful in going to the mikveh. Again, Mefarshim say it's not that they completely ignored going to the mikveh, just they weren't careful about chatzitza, about properly cleaning themselves before they go to the mikveh. There should be no chatzitza, or they weren't makbid on Tefillas Ezra, and that's why they got this decree that their bathhouses were closed. They would exhume the dead, because they would used to rejoice on the holidays of the goyim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you and your parents. Amar Rav Shmuel zuchatiti shichvi. This refers to exhuming the corpses. Davamar bavoin chayim meisim. As Mefarshim explained, why does this Aveira of rejoicing on their holiday cause such a terrible punishment? Because whoever rejoices with them is like he's eating Zivche Mesim, so it causes this punishment, of that the Mesim should be affected. Another pshat is because the way to take away their rejoicing is by having the corpses exhumed, which causes terrible distress. And the Mefarshim go on to explain in our Gemara that it's very improper to do chatuta shifcha, to exhume corpses. One is because the mace, the area where he's buried, belongs to him, so it's like a gzela taking him away from that place. Another pshat is it caused them tsar after they're buried and they're at rest, they're taken away from that rest. And also another pshat is because even if one mace is carried away, the mace that remain where that body was buried are distressed that he was taken away and they're left to remain there. Amle Ravel Rava Bameri Ksiv Lay Osu Lay Kavru the Doimen Apne Adama Yu, did not be gathered together, nor will they bury. They will be like soya on the face of the earth. Ksiv Nifcham Mavas Mechayim, the death will be preferred to life. Amle Nifcham Mavas Rishoyim, death is good for the Rishoyim. Shelichyu Olam Haza V'Yachtov, so they should not continue living in this world and do averus v'yipul b'gehenim, and therefore be deserving of Gehenim. Kosben ben Sera, there's a sefer ben Sera, the sefer that was written by the son of Yirmiyahu, and in that sefer, the Mefarshim discuss that generally one should not learn that sefer, but there are a number of divrei chokhmah in that sefer. Isha toiva, a good wife, is matana toiva, is a wonderful gift. Bechek yirel kim tenosei, she's given to a yirah shmayim. Isha ra, a difficult wife, tsaras labala, is like tsaras. Tsaras attaches itself to a person. A bad wife attaches herself completely to the person. Maita kante, yigrushani, shidvosa, v'yisrapim mitzurato, and that will be the cure. Isha yofa, ashribala, a beautiful wife, fortunate is a husband, mispa yomak flayim, his number of his days is doubled. So Mefarshim say number pshatim. One pshat is that every day is a wonderful day. Life goes through quick, as the Mefarshim explain regarding Yaakov and Rachel, that the days Yom Kachodim, they were quick days, Bahavasa also in his great love to her. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that, as the Gemara said earlier, a person who has a good wife, she saves him from doing averus, so therefore he will not have kares, and his days will not be cut off, he'll have long days. Halam einecho meisheschein, cover your eyes from someone else's wife. Pentilokim mitzudosoi, you should not be ensnared in her net. Altet etzel bala, do not turn to a husband. Limsoich ima yayim v'sheich, to drink with him wine or beer. Kibisoi isha yofa ram meshchosoi, many men have been destroyed because of a beautiful woman. Vatsum kol harugah, numerous are her victims. Ram hayu pitzerechel, the blows that a peddler receives are many, because peddlers used to go around to women's homes, and the husbands accused the peddlers of acting inappropriately with their wives, and they used to hit them. Hamargilim of dvar erva, those who are habitually do erva, kenitzis mavgechelis, are like a spark that ignites a coal. It's a terrible avera that causes a lot of tsaros. Kichlov mali oif, a coop full of birds, came betayim mali mirma, so are the houses full of deceit. Just like a bird, a coop, we could see the tsaros coming, the feathers coming out of the coop, there will be a lot of tsaros coming out of this house. Al tatsir tsaros macher, don't worry about tomorrow. Kiloy teide mali lo join, we don't anyway know what's going to happen today. Shema macha b'aveinena, maybe tomorrow will come and you'll not, and the person causing you stress will not be alive. Nintz mitzara oilam she'ena shaloi, so you're grieving over a world that you have nothing to worry about. Mena rabbi mitach beisecha, prevent public from coming to your house, because it could cause an iron horror, that could cause that people should see what's in your house and may chas v'shom steal it. V'loya kol tovi beisecha, do not bring everyone into your home. Rabim yodur shishlemecha, many should be your friends, many should ask about your welfare. Galei soid lechem elef, but secrets only tell over to one of a thousand. Amar Vasi, ein ben David bo, Mashiach will not come, discussed this in the previous year, until there's a place in Shemayim called Guf, and all the neshamas are taken out from there. All those neshamas have to come to the world. We believe Mashiach could come any day. Say the Mefarshim, that when Mashiach come, there will be a lot of Jewish children born. That's one pshat I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that the children that will be born when Mashiach comes will be such wonderful, great people that they will be considered like many neshamas. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kami she'ena oisik b'pir v'rivya. Somebody that doesn't engage in pir v'rivya, and as the Mefarshim say, doesn't say Kami she'mekayim pir v'rivya. But the Gemara says Kami she'ena oisik. A person has to be oisik in pir v'rivya. A person, even if he's married, has to be oisik and make matches for other people. Kilo shofech dam, as if he spills blood. Shnema shofech dam ba'adam ba'adam, dama yishofech. B'ksib asrei v'atnam pir v'rivu. They're connected together. Yaakov Amakilu Mimat Admos, as if he diminishes the Shechina. Shnam ki v'tzela melakim osus Adam, k'sib esrei v'atnim pru. Benazir Amakilu Shoyfech Domim, it's both. It's as if he spills blood, u'mimat Admos, and brings down the Shechina from the world, makes the Shechina leave the world, shnam v'atnim pru revu. Amle, lebenazir, they said to Benazir, yesh no avdarish, the people who preach, v'no mekayim, and also act on what they do. Namakayim, the people that act, they namakayim, but they don't preach well. Vatan nor darish, you preach, they namakayim, but you don't practice. Because Ben Azai did not get married, even though Tosfos points out that at one point he was married to Rabbi Kiva's daughter, but he never got remarried. Amlan Ben Azai, Ma Esa, what should I do? Shinafki Choshk B'Taira, I learned Taira, Eshel Olam Shiyiskayim Adeicherim, other people should get married, I'm completely connected to the Taira. Tan Rabbi Leza Omer, Komi Shein Oisik B'Pir Rivya, whoever doesn't have children, Kil Shoyfech Domim, Shinema Shoyfech Dom HaAdam. Samach levatim puravu. Rabbi Lez ben Azai Amar Kila Mat Admos ben Azai Amar. And again, Amalel ben Azai Yeshna Dairish. Why don't you get married? And Mefarshim go into great length to try to explain Ben Azai's actions. Why he did not get married? Some explain that Ben Azai felt that he had to learn Torah because his Torah that he learned full time, if he would get married, it would prevent him from learning. Other people who don't learn the way Ben Azai learned have to obviously get married and have children. Another pshat is that he was so attached to the Torah that he could not pay proper attention to his wife and children, and that's why Ben Azai, but Ben Azai obviously being the exception, never got married.